This is the BBC.
This year, I will learn to drive. Although, to be honest, I'm still working on last year's resolutions, and I definitely haven't been swimming 3 times a week. But yes, it is 2017. New year, new me. Clichéd, I know. But a few weeks into January, and most of us are still pushing on with our resolutions, looking for change and improvement. If your resolve is wavering a little bit, though, don't worry. No one said it was easy.
I've been doing much better than this. That's about being on the spot, isn't it? I can do the right hand, I can do the left hand. I cannot do them together.
It's never too late to try something new.
I went to 18 different schools in 11 years. And there was no time for piano lessons. This just gives me an opportunity to see whether or not I have any genetic tendencies to musical ability.
I try and do my practicing. I've got an electric piano and I hate it if I think the neighbours can hear. A lot of friends say, oh, come on, Nicola, let's have a tune. And I don't want to do that.
I'm Rhianna Dillon, and in today's seriously interesting story, James Peake is eavesdropping on Carol and Nicola's piano lessons, two women who are learning the instrument for very different reasons. This is self-confessed bad musician, James.
Ah, sorry, Luz. Oh, why can't I do it?
And then B.
Do you think I'm a natural musician?
Not at all.
My daughter Molly is right. I'm not a natural musician. There's some disconnect in my brain or my fingers or perhaps my actual soul that means I just can't do it. Over the years, I've tried the recorder, trombone, cello, banjo, harmonica and ukulele, and I've never made a noise you'd describe as music. When the BBC asked me to make this feature about why older people are taking up instruments and doing their music grades, I wanted to challenge myself to undergo the same process. After all, how hard can it be? So I entered myself for the Grade 1 piano exam in 3 months' time. And for that, I'll need Olga.
Olga Thomas-Blazowska, you're a professor.
Well, yes, yes.
And you're a composer, you're a royal composer.
I wouldn't say that because I do not do my pieces by the royal appointment. I do compose private musical gifts for the royal household.
Olga deduces I need to begin at the very beginning.
This in the middle of the piano, that is middle C. And that is quite an important one.
Okay, yeah, I'm pressing so middle C.
You're pressing middle C, yeah? Yeah? So that is how in the sounds of music, she starts do, a di, a fi, male di. So she starts do.
You start with A in the alphabet. Why do you have to start with C in the...
With C, middle C is quite an important note. Mm-hmm. It looks almost identical on this line for the right hand and on this line for the left hand. Let's go. Next note, next finger.
As a young girl from Soviet Moscow, Olga's musical talent was spotted early. She was sent to a specialist school, where if you didn't work hard, your opportunity was lost forever.
Every day of my life, I had to prove being in Gnesin school for gifted children, where everybody is already very highly selected, very gifted. I had to prove that I am the best. So it makes you, of course, very competitive, and it makes you very ambitious because you have to keep your place, so you have to be brilliant plus.
Now Olga is one of the most sought-after piano teachers in London, and I'm lucky she's time for me. She's about to see one of her newest pupils.
Well, I'm a woman of a certain age, we put it that way, who has Parkinson's, the disease that now defines my life and me, unfortunately. I can hardly walk a block now. I just have no interest in life anymore. I went to 18 different schools in 11 years, and there was no time for piano lessons. This just gives me an opportunity to see whether or not I have any genetic tendencies to musical ability.
You want to just check if you're a genius?
I'm a genius, baby.
The neurological disorder Parkinson's affects every sufferer differently, although common characteristics are tremors and muscle rigidity.
The neurologists tell me that learning new skills doesn't necessarily hinder the development of the disease as much as it allows you some control over your environment. If I have something like the piano, it exercises not only my hands but the brain coordination between left and right, the right brain. It's only my theory.
I think you're very kindly going to let me listen in on one of your lessons with Olga. Hello, Olga.
Hello.
Are you ready to teach?
Oh, always. Do you know any notes at all? Because I know that you do quite.
Olga helps Carol place her fingers on the keys, and soon she's gaining control for herself.
No worries. No. 2, 3, 4. Now, imagine where you will go. Down. You see, down, 2. Mm-hmm. And that is your side which doesn't work.
Yes.
Wow. And can we do it once more?
Because your left-hand side was unaffected while you were playing.
Yeah,
that is amazing.
And don't worry if it doesn't go as good again, because you know you can do. Yes.
Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
What I like very much, the way how you got it right after it was wrong, by finding the way to handle the problem. Yeah.
Yes.
So, what I'm going.
Next, we head to Chelsea to meet another of Olga's older pupils. Nicola took her grade 1 piano exam in 1956. Now she wants to take grade 2.
I used to play until I was about 12, and then I was sent to a boarding school. You had to play in front of everybody, and that totally put me off. I said, I don't want to do it anymore. So I stopped and rather regretted it ever since.
It was stage fright which put you off.
Even now, when I try and do my practicing, I've got an electric piano, and I hate it if I think the neighbours can hear.
So why put yourself through it?
I don't know. I feel I'm a coward if I don't.
Are you worried now about any other aspects of, you know, speaking publicly or anything like that?
I went to do night classes in public speaking, but I was so nervous there that in the end, the lectures that I was asked to give, I turned into a sort of comedy because I was so nervous. I would put on a Scottish accent or I would do something really stupid, but I just didn't carry on. A lot of friends say, oh, come on, Nicola, let's have a tune. And I don't want to do that.
We'll need another chair.
Oh, don't worry, I'll stand up.
But it's recording. So we don't even think about it. But I'd be mortified if all my friends hear this programme.
Nobody knows who you are. We will keep you under witness protection programme.
Can we just do it without that on just now for a minute?
Yeah.
Just like sort of switching.
But as soon as I turn off my microphone, she plays her scales beautifully. Please can I record this?
You do it for the first time, so you're entitled to mess it up like hell.
I can't count.
Yes. Bravo. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you think that Nicola will be able to pass grade 2 in November?
Question is how she will manage to deliver it, subject to her nerves. I feel the same way, and I've given up a career of concert pianist because of stage fright.
Kissing.
I taught him the theory of music. I wouldn't count it teaching him. My stage fright was something which was very much blackening enjoyment of my playing piano, and I did perform quite a lot for the BBC when I came here, but I remember one of the broadcasts feeling that, oh my God, rather everything now will collapse. Let it all be cancelled just for the sake of me not going on stage. But then I go on stage and I enjoy the last 3 seconds.
Nicola and I make a deal that we will each practice until we meet again. 3 weeks pass by. I get up at 6 a.m. to practice, eat a frugal lunch at the keyboard, and then start again until my fingers bleed. Well, that's what it feels like. In fact, I do 3 20-minute sessions a week. Unfortunately, that isn't me playing. That's Molly showing me how to do it. So, come on, shove up. I've been doing much better than this. That's about being That's on just, the spot, isn't yeah. it? Right, here we go.
More or less.
I think you'll agree that was flawless. How do you think I'm doing?
You're doing pretty well for just having started 3 weeks ago.
Well, thank you. You're very kind. Because you've done a grade one exam, haven't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, and a grade two. And as soon as you get in there, it's like, I've forgotten everything I've learned.
But of course, that's just the right hand. I can do the right hand. I can do the left hand. I cannot do them together. No. There must be some trick to help you just join up left and right.
I think it's a very gradual process. There's not a moment where you go, I can do it.
And I'm beginning to see how torturous it must be when you've got this looming date. And you're going to do an exam in front of somebody who's really good.
But you can play the piano without having a piece of paper that says, you've got a distinction.
Well, that sounds all right, because you can already play the piano. I, on the other hand, can't, and I am going to get grade one. And here is Arietta. Damn. Damn. So, who is it that has the authority to examine our piano playing? The ABRSM, that's who. The Associated Board of the Royal Schools of Music is a charity dating back to 1889. It's a byword for quality and rigour in musical examinations. It exports examiners to 93 countries worldwide. They hear over 650,000 candidates. I get in touch with the person who'll be examining all of Olga's pupils, Zoe Booth.
I think one of the best things about being an ABRSM examiner is that you never know what's going to happen. You never know what's going to come through the doors. Every candidate that comes in plays their music their way, and their personality has an effect on the exam as well. So it doesn't matter whether someone's coming in and they're taking their grade 8 and heading for a distinction, or whether they're coming in and taking their very first prep test. It means a great deal to them. And if you can get someone to turn around from a very nervous beginning to a big smile at the end, I think that's the most important thing.
In just 6 weeks, I'll meet Zoe again, this time in the examination room. But let's see how Carol's Parkinson's is affecting her playing. Carol, that was fantastic. How much practicing have you been doing?
About half an hour to 45 minutes a day. I want to add more life to it, and I can't do it because I can't get the notes correct.
Do as many false starts as you like. Just show us what you can do, how you practice. That's all, my dear.
Good. Excellent. Would you believe something was possible? Like that?
I'm flabbergasted.
Yes, that's beyond belief.
That's really good.
It's really beyond belief.
Your right hand is amazing, and your left hand, you're seeming to be able to control it really well.
I didn't know that my left hand could do what it's doing. But it's not as fast, and it's not as strong.
I can see it's trembling a little, but you seem to have so much more control. Is it improving things generally, or just when you're playing the piano?
Just when I'm playing the piano. I'll go away from the piano and sit down for a few minutes to get enough strength to go back and practice some more. Once I can get control over the shaking again, then I approach the piano again.
What I really so much impressed, these phrases, this musicality. It's not just playing the notes. Well done, bravo, unbelievable.
I just want to do it because I'm damn well not going to let this disease get me down. I'll have maybe 5 minutes where I can do something and it's almost perfect. And then I start shaking and I can't do anything anymore. And it drives me mad.
Even if Carol shakes badly, she keeps going, and eventually she gets used to playing while shaking, and it works.
Is there anything that, you know, I can bring you to make the whole process easier?
Colin Firth.
Olga is delighted with Carol because, she says, eyeing me with a suspicious frown, there is no substitute for practice. How is Nicola doing?
Switchy.
No, this is the bit where we find out if I'm doing. Right, have another go. We'll cut that bit out.
Well,
actually, I can't guarantee we'll cut that bit out, but we'll cut out some of it.
Right. Now, I'm going to start again.
Yes, you're starting.
Nicola just batted the microphone away.
Let's try, because I know you're going to laugh.
Oh,
I can do it much better.
I
know.
Than
that.
I will try. I'm not learning to play the piano to go through this.
Yeah, no, that is interesting.
Then, in a terrible display of sneakery, I leave the microphone running and depart to see if a lack of audience makes any difference.
It's interesting that it became much more calm in the second
Well, when you disappeared
when
from
I
the
went
room.
Away. Yes. When I went away. I did the trick. I left the thing on and I went away to see if it improved your playing and did it.
No, that's what happens with the nerves. I would need a large gin and tonic. That probably improved the playing.
But the exam's at about 10 o'clock in the morning.
Well, I could have a vodka in that case because they won't smell it.
And how am I getting on? Well, I have a problem only Olga can solve.
This is my problem. So here is my right hand. I put my hands together. Mm-hmm. 2, 3, 4. And I just cannot synchronise them. Mm-hmm. I've tried maybe conservatively 100 mm-hmm. times. Mm-hmm. I cannot get them together.
Mm-hmm. Of course, you disobeyed my orders. Well, and you did not learn, as I told you, short bit right, short bit left, and together. So you created two separate programs.
In my brain.
In your brain, one for right hand and one for left hand, and absolutely no tool for synchronization. Yeah?
So right hand,
together,
and I'm looking at the
together,
left hand. And that's a B.
And together.
And that should be a G, shouldn't
yes,
it?
Yes, and then you look
and then
here.
That's A.
Okay, fine. So we don't go further. Now,
okay.
I will ask you to play left-handed, and you will try to fit left hand. 1 and 2 and 1 and 2 and 1 and 2 and 1. Stop. Fine. Now you fit it perfectly.
That's good.
Okay, now what I will ask you to do...
She's put me on the right track, and I concentrate on synchronising the grade one piece Arietta until everyone in my household is climbing the walls. Time passes, and suddenly the exam is tomorrow. I phone Olga to ask what she thinks of my chances.
James, my dear, you are not nearly ready. You absolutely didn't give enough time. It is total disrespect to Associated Board and to examiner. What I really think, James, learn one thing. If you want to achieve something, you have to put some effort. You cannot have it by magic wand just delivered to you. You have to work hard for it. Sleep well.
It's the night before we head to the Enfield Testing Centre. My piano is crouching in the corner of the room with all its teeth bared. I know I should practice, but the idea of sitting down at the stool is like stepping into the sea on a cold day, or beginning a salad. And then I remember something that turns my fingers to stone. On a good day, I can get through my one piece, Arietta. But to be awarded an ABRSM Grade 1 certificate, you need to do scales, sight reading, an oral test, and 3 pieces.
Do you hear that? That's autumn leaves, that is, because it's the morning of all the piano exams. I'm just walking along down Enfield's Ridgeway, where the ABRSM testing centre is, because I am unbelievably nervous. I don't know why people put themselves through this, I really don't.
But things settle down once I get inside the Enfield Examination Centre, which is the beautiful home of the Reverend Gordon Giles. He's welcomed thousands of musicians over the last 13 years.
Do you want a bun?
Yeah, cheers. Thank you.
It's an open house, really. Many people have been coming here for many years.
Right.
You know, they started at grade one and we see them come back and do their grade eight. You know, there's a great fellowship in music. I mean, when a string quartet play together, for example, they are relating to each other in a unique, very special way. And of course, you can't play in a string quartet unless you can play a string instrument. And how are you going to do that? Well, you're probably going to work your way through the Associated Board exams.
It sounds like you're a musician.
Yeah.
What's your...
I'm a flute player.
Oh, right. Wow. Grade eight?
Oh, yeah. So when the board asked if I could help them with their exams, and they said, can we do exams in your church? And I said, well, I've got a decent piano. We'll give it a go.
Gordon ushers us into the waiting room, where people sit, tense, practicing their fingering or frantically playing their pieces in their heads. Gordon's lovely volunteers settle nerves and offer cups of tea. I spend the time chatting to some of Olga's younger candidates. Jasper, grade 8, and Felix, grade 6, are with their mother, Taya.
Almost everyone in Georgia, the teaching was very different. It was lots of practice and strict teachers, strict parents. And so I gave up in my after doing 1 year of music, which is a shame.
And so is there a part of you that's living vicariously through your children?
We do tell them, just make sure you do what you enjoy doing and make sure you do your very best.
Well, when I know that I've got an exam coming up, I feel quite pressurised. You always think of the things that you could do not so well.
Don't worry, mate, because when you become an adult, the rest of life is like that as well. Are you going to carry on?
I think I'll do it, like, just as fun, maybe.
So you have a brother?
Yeah. I don't try and compete with him. Sometimes he does practice, like, before he goes to bed, but I usually don't. He just enjoys going over his pieces, almost as a leisure.
You're about to take your grade 8. Do you think you'll pass?
I hope I'll pass. I think the pieces could all go well, so long as I don't have any disasters when I play my sonata by Schubert. There is scope for it to go wrong in oral and sight reading.
While the boys familiarise themselves with Reverend Giles's grand piano, another candidate turns up, Eddie Solarin, a retired dentist who took up the piano 3 years ago and is nearly ready for grade 3.
My partner is a consultant psychiatrist, and she thought that learning new skills at my advancing age would actually fend off the onset of Alzheimer's. She's been very, very encouraging. I'm going to be 80 this year, so I'm getting on. And there's no age you cannot learn, although younger people tend to pick up the skill more easily.
Eddie's great love, apart from his consultant psychiatrist, is jazz.
My love of jazz actually started when I was at Leeds University. Chris Berman, is Humphrey Littleton, Kenny Ball was there as well. Acapulco, yes. We could form a trio or a quartet and pay in a piano bar, a smart restaurant, give us a free meal. That'd be good for retirement. The best things in life are free.
Eddie is here to do a performance assessment in which candidates who feel they aren't quite ready for the next grade turn up and play a new piece. Examiners give some pointers for improvement.
So, Eddie, are you ready?
Absolutely.
Come and do your thing.
Thank you.
Nicola arrives, looking nervous but determined.
Are you feeling positive about today?
No, because we tried to practice this morning at 6:30.
Oh, right.
We didn't do very well. And as for the scales, well, they're just off the wall, but never mind.
How are you keeping your nervousness under control?
Oh, we're not. We'll just be very glad when it's over.
Okay, Nicola, you're on. Good luck.
Just.
Let's go and do it.
Right, good thank luck. You.
So, Zoe, this is Nicola, who's doing grade 2 piano. Good luck, Nicola.
So we're going to have to stop recording now because we would never record an ABRSM exam. It's not okay.
It's a special time to be assessed fairly. What they do at home on their own piano, the atmosphere, the feeling, the emotional, psychological impact of that is very different to sitting in a room with a strange person. It is a different experience. It's their time.
I'm quite relieved I'm not allowed to record the exams themselves. It means no one will hear me. As Nicola disappears into the examination room, Carol arrives. But the long journey out of central London to Enfield has not been kind.
Should we go straight in?
God, I'm feeling...
Are you all right? What's...
I have these fainting spells. It's really frightening.
You've got to reassure me that you're up for this, because we can reschedule.
Well, as long as I'm sitting, I'm fine. It's when I stand up that's the problem, because my blood pressure drops to my toes.
Just a few minutes later, after a cup of tea, Carol has revived.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, welcome.
Which is lucky, as she's promptly called for her big moment, which means Nicola's exam must be complete. She comes out of the exam room a different lady to the one who went in.
Do you feel like a weight has been lifted?
Yes, I do. I really do. I'm very glad I was first on. I feel very relieved that I didn't funk it, because I did think I might at one stage. And I've done it for Olga.
Do you think you'll have a go at grade three?
We'll think about it. No guarantee.
In line with their accessibility policy, the ABRSM granted Carol time to recover between the different elements of her grade one exam. But she's in there a long time and comes out feeling very upset.
I couldn't do any of the scales.
That doesn't mean you failed.
It does, it does, it does. I failed. The A minor scale.
Mm-hmm.
I'd practiced it, but I couldn't do it.
You did set reading more or less okay, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, did you do oral? Right.
Yes, I'm just disappointed in myself.
How many skills you were asked?
Five.
Five. So out of five, we counted the three were okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so two were not. That means it is not done as well as it could be. But yeah, more than half, you've done well. If I may say, it is a miracle that you are doing it at all. Whatever is the mark, the result for me, it is very high mark and very high pass.
Jasper and Felix come out of their exams looking happy, and Eddie's smiling too. How did his performance assessment go?
Pretty good, pretty good. So I intend now for the remaining two pieces to do exactly the same thing. Just spend a week hammering it, literally, and then another week for the third one, and
grade three done.
Yeah.
And now, my big moment. I walk into the examination room, and what happens in there is between me and Zoe, the examiner.
Okay, Zoe, so here is James.
Hello, putting his head on the block.
But I will share a few details. It becomes clear pretty quickly that I'm not cut out for this music exam business. Zoe decides that, in the spirit of some good coming from the situation, I could do a performance assessment for the one piece of music that I can play, Arietta. But what will Olga say?
I'm going to come clean to you straight away and then you'll be cross. My grade one didn't go very well.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow!
You were so keen to do grade one without practicing.
Yeah, I know.
Honestly, like he was living in Soviet Russia and was buying his driving license.
So well, this is what the assessment said.
Okay, let's read it.
It says, the right-hand melody of Arietta is singing well, despite a few small interruptions to the pulse. And there were brief moments where this had fluency. Enjoy your preparations for grade one. So she wants me to take
of
grade
course,
one again.
And that's what we're going to do.
I have bitten off slightly more than I can chew. And I hope that people will learn from my mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can't be a good example, I can be a terrible warning.
Yes. Well done.
Thank
Bravo!
You.
And soon Olga receives everyone's results. Felix and Jasper passed their grade 6 and 8. Eddie had fantastic feedback. But how did the rest of us do?
Mrs. Carol Forth, grade 1, pass. Mrs. Nicola Ross Farrow, grade 2, pass. Mr. James Peak, grade 1, incomplete.
And that's the story of how I failed grade 1. What have I learned? Well, music is hard. It's much harder than a non-musician might think, and it takes real effort and perseverance to get to any kind of standard. And as Carol, Eddie, Nicola, Jasper and Felix show, whatever the challenges in your life are, you can get somewhere through practice and determination. There's nothing wrong with me that hard work wouldn't fix. So I'll buck my ideas up and try again. One day. Making the Grade was written and presented by James Peake and produced by Lucinda Mason-Brown. It was a Goldhawk Essential production for BBC Radio 4.
I don't know about you, but I'm feeling incredibly untalented and rather lazy. That was such a sweet programme and so inspiring. I used to play the violin as a child. I didn't practice, but then who does? But I have a feeling that I probably would have practiced a lot more if Olga had been my teacher. Producer Lucinda is a classically trained composer, so she knows a thing or two about learning an instrument and taking exams. She truly believes that you're never too old to learn an instrument, so that's me told. And she says that she takes her hat off to James for taking on the challenge. I love that James was so open about just how bad he was, but he has been back to the piano since. He told Seriously that on Christmas Day, he sat at the piano and played his piece to his children, and he actually improved. He says he would sit the exam again, so in his words, maybe all is not lost. We'd love to hear what you thought of today's story and every Seriously podcast we bring you. And if you're now going to dust off your old violin or book a lesson to learn a new instrument, let us know how you get on. You can tweet us, just use the hashtag R4Seriously with your thoughts. And if you haven't already, make sure you subscribe. That way, you'll never miss an episode.
There's more to life, bro.
There is a lot more to life. Yeah.
Next time on Seriously.
Running around with big knives that you see in hunting films, yeah.
Liam's on a knife edge.
He doesn't eat properly. He doesn't sleep properly because he's out all night. When he comes back, when he is able to sleep, it's grabbed bits of sleep interrupted by nightmares and all these terrible things that are going on.
I don't know, bro. I'm 19, bro. I didn't deserve that.
Join me, Rhianna Dillon, for another Seriously interesting story.
This is the BBC.